We're going to be reading Esther's scroll right now. We're going to read it straightforward like an article. We don't need all the noises in between because it's not our traditional reading, but we're just going to read the scroll itself. Chapter 1 of the scroll of Esther. Now it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus, this is Ahasuerus, who reigned from India even unto Ethiopia over 127 provinces, that in those days when the king Ahasuerus sat on the throne of his kingdom, which was in Shushan the castle, in the third year of his reign, he made a feast unto all his princes and his servants, the army of Persia and Media, and the nobles and princes of the provinces being before him. When he showed his riches of his glorious kingdom and his honor of his excellent majesty, many days, even 140 days. And when these days were fulfilled, the king made a feast unto all the people that were present in Shushan the castle, both great and small, 7 days in the court of the garden of the king's palace. They were hanging of white, fine cotton and blue, bordered with cords of fine linen and purple, upon silver rods and pillars of marble, and couches were of gold and silver, upon a pavement of green and white and shell and onyx marble. And they gave them drink in vessels of gold, the vessels being diverse, one from another, and royal wine in abundance, according to the bounty of the king. And the drinking was according to the law. None did compel, for so the king had appointed to all the officers of his house that they should do according to every man's pleasure. Also Vashti the queen made a feast for the women in the royal house, which belonged to King Ahasuerus. On the seventh day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded Mehuman, Bizdehata, Macharbona, Bikta, and Avgata, Zeta, and Karkas, the seven chamberlains that ministered in the presence of Ahasuerus the king, to bring Vashti the queen before the king with the crown royal, to show the peoples and the princes her beauty, for she was fair to look on. But the queen Vashti refused to come at the king's commandment by the chamberlains. Therefore was the king very wroth, and his anger burned in him. Then the king said to the wise man who knew the times, for so was the king's manner toward all that new law and judgment. And the next unto him was Karshena, Setar, Admata, Tarshish, Meres, Marzena, and Memuchan, the seven princes of Persia and Medan, who saw the king's face and sat first in the kingdom. What shall we do unto the queen Vashti according to the law, for as much as she hath not done the bidding of the king Ahasuerus by the chamberlains? And Memucan answered before the king and the princes, Vashti the queen hath not done wrong to the king only, but also to all the princes and to all the people, and all in the provinces of the king Ahasuerus. For this deed of the queen will come abroad unto all women, to make their husbands contemptible in their eyes, when it will be said, the king Ahasuerus commanded Vashti the queen to be brought in before him, but she came not. And this day all the princes of Persia and Media who have heard the deed of the queen say the like unto the king's princes, so will there arise enough contempt and wrath. If it pleases the king, let there go forth a royal commandment from him, and let it be written among the laws of Persian and Medes, that it be not altered, that Vashti come no more before King Ahasuerus, and that the king give her royal estate unto another that is better than she. And when the king decree which he shall make shall be published throughout all his kingdom, great though it be, all the wives will give to their husbands honor, both to the great and small. And the word pleased the king and the princes, and the king did according to the word of Memucan, for he sent letters into the king's provinces, into every province according to the writing thereof, and to every people after their language, that every man should bear rule in his own house and speak according to the language of his people. Chapter 2. After these things, when the wrath of the king Ahasuerush was assuaged, he remembered Vashti and what she had done and what was decreed against her. Then said the king's servants that ministered unto him, let there be sought for the king young virgins fair to look at, and let the king appoint officers in all the provinces of his kingdom, that they may gather together all the fair young virgins unto Shushan the castle, to the house of the women, unto the custody of Hegai, the king's chamberlain, keeper of the women, and let their ointments be given them, and let the maiden that pleaseth the king be queen instead of Vashti. And the thing pleased the king, and he did so. There was a certain Jew in Shushan, the castle, whose name was Mordechai, the son of Yair, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, and Benjamite, who has been carried away from Jerusalem with the captives that had been carried away with Yechoniah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. And he brought up Hadassah, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother. And the maiden was of beautiful form and fair to look on. And when her father and her mother were dead, Mordechai took her for his own daughter. So it came to pass when the king's command and his decree was published, and when many maidens were gathered together unto Shushan the castle, to the custody of Hegai, that Esther was taken into the king's house to the custody of Hegai, keeper of the women. And the maiden pleased him, and she obtained kindness of him, and he speedily gave her her ointments with her potions, and the seven maidens who were meet to be given her out of the king's house, and he advanced her and her maidens to the best place in the house of the women. Esther had not made her known her people nor her kindred, for Mordechai had charged her that she should not tell it. And Mordechai walked every day before the court of the women's house to know how Esther did and what would become of her. Now when the turn of every maiden was come to go into the king Ahasuerush, after that had been done to her according to the law for the women 12 months, for so were the days of their anointing accomplished, to wit 6 months with oil of myrrh, and 6 months with sweet odors and with other ointments of the women. When then the maiden came unto the king, whatsoever she desired was given her to go with her out of the house of the women unto the king's house. In the evening she went, and on the morrow she returned into the second house of the women to the custody of Shashaz, the king's chamberlain, who kept the concubines. She came in unto the king no more, except the king delighted in her, and she were called by her by name. Now when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordechai, who had been taken her for his daughter, was come to unto the king, she required nothing but that Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed, and Esther obtained favor in the sight of all of them that looked upon her. So Esther was taken unto King Ahasuerush into his house royal in the 10th month, which is the month Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Then the king made a great feast unto all his princes and his servants, even Esther's feast. And he made a release to the provinces and gave gifts according to the bounty of the king. And when the virgins were gathered together the second time, and Mordechai sat in the king's gate, Esther had not yet made known her kindred nor her people, as Mordechai had charged her. For Esther did the commandment of Mordechai, like as when she was brought up with him. In those days, while Mordechai sat in the king's gate, two of the king's chamberlains, Bigthan and Teresh, of those that kept the door, were wroth and sought to lay hands on the king Ahasuerush. And the thing became known to Mordechai, who told it unto Esther the queen, and Esther told the king thereof in Mordechai's name. And when inquisition was made of the matter, and it was found to be so, they were both hanged on a tree, and it was written in the book of the Chronicles of the before the king. Chapter number 3. After these things, did King Ahasuerus promote Haman, the son of Hammedata of the Agagite, and advanced him and set his seat above all the princes that were with him. And all the king's servants that were in the king's gate bowed down and prostrated themselves before Haman, for the king had so commanded concerning him. But Mordechai bowed not down, nor prostrated himself before him. Then the king's servants that were in the king's gate said unto Mordechai, Why transgressest thou to the king's commandment? Now it came to pass, when they spoke daily unto him, and he hearkened not unto them, that they told Haman to see whether Mordechai's word would stand, for he had told them that he was a Jew. And when Haman saw that Mordechai bowed not down, nor prostrated himself before him, then was Haman full of wrath, but it seemed contemptible in his eyes to lay hands on Mordechai alone, for they had made known to him the people of Mordechai, whereas Haman sought to destroy all the Jews that were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, even the people of Mordechai. In that first month, which is the month Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, they cast Pur, that is the lot, before Haman for the day to day, and from month to month, to the 12th month, which is the month of Adar. And Haman said unto King Ahasuerus, There is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the peoples in all the provinces of thy kingdom, and their law are diverse from those of every other people, neither keep they the king's laws, therefore it profiteth not the king to suffer them. If it please the king, let it be written that they be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver into the hands of those that have the charge of the king's business to bring into the king's treasure. And the king took his ring from his hand and gave it unto Haman, the son of Hammedata the Agagite, the Jew's enemy. And the king said unto Haman, The silver is given to thee, the people also, to do with them as it seemeth good to thee. Then were the king's scribes called in for the first month, on the 13th day thereof, and there was written, according to all that Haman commanded unto the king's satraps, and to the governors that were over every province, and to the princes of every people, to every province according to the writing thereof, and to every one people after their language, in the name of the king Ahasuerus was it written, and it was sealed with the king's ring. And the letters were sent by the posts into all the king's provinces to destroy, to stay, and to cause to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, even upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar, and to take their spoil of them for a prey. The copy of the writing to be given out of a decree in every province was to be published unto all people, and that they should be ready against that day. The post went forth in haste, by the king's commandment, and the decree was given out in Shushan, the castle, and the king of Haman sat down to drink, and the city of Shushan was perplexed. Chapter 4. Now when Mordechai knew all that was done, Mordechai rent his clothes and put a sackcloth with ashes and went out into the midst of the city and cried with a loud and bitter cry, and he came even before the king's gate, for none might enter within the king's gate clothed with sackcloth. And in every province whatsoever the king's commandment had, and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Jews and fasting and weeping and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes. And Esther's maiden and her chamberlains came and told it to her, and the queen was exceedingly pained, and she sent raiment to clothe Mordechai and to take his sackcloth from him, off of him, but he accepted it not. Then called Esther for Hatlach, the once king's chamberlains whom he had appointed to attend upon her, and charged him to go to Mordechai to know that this was and why it was. So Achat went forth to Mordechai unto the broad place of the city, which was before the king's gate, and Mordechai told him of all that had happened unto him, and the exact sum of the money, and that Haman has promised to pay to the king's treasuries for the Jews to destroy them. Also, he gave him a copy to the writing to decree that was given to in Shushan to destroy them, to show it unto Esther, and to declare it unto her, and to charge her that she should go unto the king to make supplication unto him, and to make request before him for her people. And Achat came and told Esther the words of Mordechai. Then Esther spoke unto Achat, that gave him a message unto Mordechai. All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces do know that whoever is with whether man or woman shall come unto the king in the inner court, who is not called, where there is one law for him, that is, be put to death, except such to whom a king will not be called in the golden scepter, that he may live, but I have not been called to come unto the king these 30 days. And they told to Mordechai Esther's words. Then Mordechai bade them to return unto Esther, think not with thyself that thou shalt escape to the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then will relief and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house will perish, and who knoweth whether thou art not come to royal estate for such as a time as this? Then Esther made them return us unto Mordechai, go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day, and I also, and my maidens will fast in like manner, and so will I go unto the king, and which is not according to the law, and I, if I perish, I perish. So Mordechai went his way, and did according to all of Esther has commanded him. Chapter 5. Now it came to pass in the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house over against the king's house. And the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house over against the entrance of the house. And it was so when the king saw Esther, the queen, standing in the court, then she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand, so Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Then said the king unto her, what wait thou, Queen Esther, for whatever thy request, even to the half of the kingdom, it shall be given thee. And Esther said, if it seemed good unto thee, king, let the king and Haman come this day unto the banquet that I have prepared for him. Then the king said, cause Haman to make haste, that it may be done as Esther hath said. So the king and Haman came to the banquet and that Esther had prepared. And the king said unto Esther, and the bequest of the wine, whatever thy petition, it shall be granted thee, and whatever thy request, even up to half of the kingdom, it shall be performed. Then answered Esther and said, my petition and my request is, if I have found favor in the sight of the king, and if it please the king to grant my petition and to perform my request, let the king and Haman come to the banquet that I shall prepare for them, and I will do tomorrow as the king hath said. Then went Haman forth and said, joyful and glad of heart, but when Haman saw Mordechai in the king's gate, that he stood not up nor moved up before him, Haman was filled with wrath against Mordechai. Nevertheless, Haman refrained himself and went home, and he sent and fetched his friends and Zeresh his wife, and Haman recounted unto them the glory of his riches and the multitude of his children and everything unto the king has promised him, and how he had advanced him above the princes and the servants of the king. Haman said, moreover, yea, Esther and the queen did not let no man come in with the king unto the banquet that he said prepared, but myself, and tomorrow, so I am invited before the king, yet they have violated me nothing so long as they see Mordechai the Jew sitting at the king's gate. Then said Zeresh his wife and all his friends of him, let a gallows be made of 50 cubits high, and in the morning speak thou unto the king of that Mordechai may be hanged thereon. Then go through in merrily with the king unto the banquet, and the thing pleased Haman, and he caused the gallows to be made. Chapter 6. On that night could not the king sleep, and he commanded to bring the book of the records of the chronicles, and they were read before the king. And it was found written that Mordechai had told of Bigdana and Teresh, two of the king's chamberlains, of those that kept the door, who had sought to lay hands on King Ahasuerus. And the king said, what honor and dignity hath been done to Mordechai for this? Then said the king's servants that ministered unto him, there is nothing done for him. And the king said, who is in the court? Now Haman was come into the outer court of the king's house to speak unto the king, to hang Mordechai on the gallows that he had prepared for him. And the king's servants said unto him, behold, Haman standeth in the court. And the king said, let him come in. So Haman came in, and the king said unto him, what shall be done unto the man whom the king delighteth in to honor? Now Haman said in his heart, whom would the king delight to honor besides myself? And Haman said unto the king, for the man whom the king delighteth to honor. Let royal apparel be brought which the king useth to wear, and the horse that the king rideth upon, and on whose head of crown royal is set. And let the apparel and the horse be delivered to the hand of one of the king's most noble princes, that they may array the man therewith whom the king delighteth to honor, and cause him to ride on horseback through the street of the city to proclaim before him, thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delighteth to honor. Then the king said to Haman, make haste and take the apparel and the horse as thou hast said, and do even so to Mordechai the Jew that sitteth at the king's gate. Let nothing fail of all that thou hast spoken. Then took Haman the apparel and the horse and arrayed Mordechai and caused him to ride through the street of the city and proclaimed before him, thus shall it be done unto the man whom the king delighteth to honor. And Mordechai returned to the king's gate, but Haman hasted to his house, mourning and having his head covered. And Haman recounted unto Zeresh his wife and all his friends everything that had befallen him. Then said his wife, his wise men and Zeresh his wife unto him, if Mordechai before whom thou hast begun to fall, be of the seed of the Jews, thou shalt not prevail against him, but shalt surely fall before him. While they were yet talking with him, came the king's chamberlains and hastened to bring Haman unto the banquet that Esther prepared. Chapter 7. So the king Haman came to the banquet with Esther the queen, and the king said again unto Esther on the second day of the banquet of wine, whatever thy petition, Queen Esther, it shall be granted thee, and whatever thy requests, even to the half of the kingdom, it shall be performed. Then Esther the queen answered and said, if I have found favor in thy sight, O king, and if it please the king, let my life be given me at my petition and my people at my request. For we are sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be slain, and to be perished. But if we had been sold for bondsmen and bondswomen, I had held my peace, for the adversary is not worthy of that the king damaged. Then spoke the king Ahasuerus and said unto Esther the queen, who is he, who, where he is he that durst presume in his heart to do so? And Esther said, an adversary and an enemy, even this wicked Haman. Then Haman was terrified before the king and the queen. And the king arose in his wrath from the banquet of wine and went into the palace garden. But Haman remained to make requests for his life to Esther the queen, for he saw that there was evil determined against him by the king. Then the king returned out of the palace garden into the palace of the banquet of the wine, and Haman was fallen upon the couch whereas Esther was. Then said the king, will he even force the queen before me in the house? As the word went out of the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. Then said Harbona, one of the chamberlains that were before the king, behold also the gallows 50 cubits high, which Haman hath made for Mordechai, who spoke good for the king, standeth in the house of Haman. And the king said, hang him thereon. So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordechai. Then was the king wrath assuaged. Chapter 8. On that day did the king Ahasuerus give the house of Haman, the Jews' enemy, unto Esther the queen, and Mordechai came before the king, for Esther had told what he was unto her. And the king took off the ring that which was taken from Haman and gave it unto Mordechai, and Esther set Mordechai over the house of Haman. And Esther spoke yet again before the king and fell down at his feet and besought him with tears to put away the mischief of Haman the Agagite and his device that he had devised against the Jews. Then the king held out the Esther, the golden scepter, so Esther arose and stood before the king. And she said, if it please the king, and if I have found favor in his sight, and the thing seem right before the king, and I pleasing in his eyes, let it be written to reverse the letters devised by Haman, the son of Amdatah, the Agagite, which he wrote to destroy the Jews that are in all the king's provinces. For how can I endure to see the evil that shall come unto my people, or how can I endure to see the destruction of my kingdom? Then the king Ahasuerus said unto Esther the queen and to Mordechai the Jew, behold, I have given Esther the house of Haman and him They have hanged upon the gallows because he laid his hand upon the Jews. Write ye also concerning the Jews as it liketh you in the king's name and seal it with the king's ring. For the writing which is written in the king's name and sealed with the king's ring may not no man reverse. Then were the king's scribes called at that time in the third month, which is the month of Sivan, the 23rd and 20th day thereof. And it was written according to all that Mordechai commanded concerning the Jews, even to the satraps and the governors and the princes on the provinces, which are from India to Ethiopia, 127 provinces, unto every province according to the writing thereof, and unto every people after their language, and to the Jews according to their writing and according to their language. And they wrote in the name of the king Ahasuerus and sealed it with the king's ring and sent letters with my posts on horseback, riding on swift steeds that were used in the king's service, bread of the stud, that the king had granted the Jews that were in every city to gather themselves together and to stand for their life, to destroy and to slay and to cause to perish all the forces of the people and province that would assault them, their little ones and women, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. Upon one day in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, namely upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar, the copy of the writing to be given out of the decree in every province was to be published unto all the people, and the Jews should be ready against that day to avenge themselves on their enemies. So the posts and the rode upon the swift steeds that were used to the king's service went out, being hastened and pressed by the king's commandment, and decree was given in the Shushan, the castle, and Mordechai went forth from the presence of the king in the royal apparel of blue and white and with great crown of gold and with a robe lined purple, and the city of Shushan shouted and was glad. The Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor, and in every province and in every city, whatever the king's commandment and that his decree came, the Jews had gladness and joy, a feast and good day, and many from among the people of the lands became Jews, for the fear of the Jews was fallen upon them. Chapter 9. Now in the 12th month, which is the month of Adar, on the 13th day of the same, with the king's commandment and his decree drew near to be put into execution, in the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to have rule over them, whereas it was turned on the contrary, and the Jews had rule over them that hated them. The Jews gathered themselves together in their cities throughout all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus to lay hand on such a sought their heart, and no man could withstand them, for the fear of them was fallen upon all the people and all the princes of the provinces and the satraps and the governors, and they had king's business helped the Jews because the fear of Mordechai has fallen upon them. For Mordechai was great in the king's house, and his fame went forth throughout all the provinces, for the man Mordechai waxed in greater and greater. And the Jews smote all their enemies with the stroke of the sword and with slaughter and destruction, and did what they would unto them and that hated them. And the Shushan in the castle, the Jews slew and destroyed 500 men, and Pardeshtana and Dalfon and Asafta and Partata and Natalia and Aridata and Parmasta and Arsai and Aridatai and Brizata, the 10 sons of Aman, the son of Amidata, the Jews' enemy, slew they. And from the spoil they laid not their hand. On that day, the number of those that were slain in Shushan the castle was brought before the king, and the king said unto Esther, the queen, the Jews have slain and destroyed 500 men in Shushan the castle and the 10 sons of Haman. What they have they done in the rest of the king's provinces, now whatever they petition, it shall be granted thee. And whatever they request further, it shall be done. Then said Esther, if it please the king, let it be granted that the Jews that are in Shushan to do tomorrow, also according unto the day's decree, and let Haman's 10 sons be hanged upon the gallows. And the king commanded it so to be done, and the decree was given out in Shushan, and they hanged Haman's 10 sons. And the Jews that were in Shushan gathered themselves together, and on the 14th day, also the month of Adar, and slew 300 men in Shushan, but on the spoil oil, they laid not their hand. And the other Jews that were in the king's provinces gathered themselves together and stood for their lives and had rest for their enemies and slew of them and hated them, 75,000, but the spoil they laid not their hands. On the 13th day of the month of Adar and the 14th day of the same day rested and made it a day of feasting and gladness. But the Jews that were in Shushan assembled together on the 13th day thereof, and on the 14th thereof, and on the 15th day, the same they rested and made it a day of feasting and gladness. Therefore do the Jews of the villages and dwell all the unwalled towns make the 14th day of the month of Adar a day of gladness and feasting, and a good day and of sending portions unto another. And Mordechai wrote these things and sent letters unto the Jews that were in all the provinces, the king of Achashverosh, both near and far, to enjoin them, and they should keep the 14th day of the month of Adar, and that 15th day of the same yearly, the days wherein the Jews had rest from their enemies, and the month which may turn into them from sorrow to gladness, and from mourning into a good day, the day that should make them days of feasting and gladness, and of sending portions one another and gifts for the poor. And the Jews took upon them to do as they had begun, and as Mordechai has written unto them, because Haman, the son of Hamnegedata, Agagite, the enemy of the Jews, had devised against the Jews to destroy them, and had cast a poor, that is a lot, to discomfit them and to destroy them. But then he came before the king, he commanded by letters, and that this wicked device, which he had devised against the Jews, should return upon his own head, and that he has and his sons should be hanged on the gallows. Wherefore they called these days Purim after the name of the Pur. Therefore, because of the words of this letter and do of that which they had seen concerning this matter and to which come into them, the Jews ordained and took upon them, upon their seed, and upon all such as joined themselves unto them, so as it should not fail, and they would keep these days writing out thereof according to their appointment, and they're there every year. And that these days and that should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, and every province, and every city, that these days of Purim should not fail from among the Jews, nor if the memorial of them perish for their seed. And then Esther the queen, this daughter of Abihail and Mordechai the Jew, wrote down all the acts of power to confirm the second letter of Purim, and he sent letters unto all the Jews to the 127 provinces to the kingdom of Achashverosh with words of peace and truth to confirm these days of Purim in their appointed in times according to Mordechai the Jew and Esther the queen had enjoyed them and as they had ordained for themselves and for their seed the matters of the fasting and their cry and the commandment of Esther confirmed these matters of Purim and it was written in the book. Chapter 10. And the king of Achashverosh laid a tribute upon the land and upon the isles of the sea, and all the acts of his power and of his might, and the full account of the greatness of Mordechai, how the king advanced him, are they not written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Media and Persia? And for Mordechai the Jew was next unto king Achashverosh, and great among the Jews, and accepted of the multitude of his brethren, seeking the good of his people, and speaking peace to all his seed.
Toda.
Thank you.
Tof. Shiitkayem vekachia.
May it be so.
Ken. Azodaot lesium.
Announcements, our broadcast schedule for today, at 11, a program Facing the Future, at noon we will have the afternoon lesson, at 5:30 p.m. Israel time, reading the study of Ten Sefirot, at 6:30, building a spiritual society, and at 7:30 p.m. Israel time, we're reading the Zohar, and we'll conclude with a song.
Trapped inside ourselves, and we're feeling lost, and we just want to break free at any cost. We feel the yearning, our heart starts burning, and we see above the desire. We walk through the fire, say. free. Let's raise.